Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe, where we are going to be talking about how you can make 40 pieces of content for Instagram in 1 hour or less. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you my favorite AI tools, some of which you may not heard of before, some of which you've definitely heard of, like ChatGPT, but I'm going to be sharing with you my specific tips and strategies to get the most out of these tools. Today is all about creating as many posts as possible in the least amount of time possible. And my goal for you is 40 posts in 60 minutes, but some of you overachievers might be able to do 50, 60, even more in under an hour. One of my favorite quotes related to AI, and to be totally honest, hand up accountability right now, I don't know who came up with this quote or who the first person was to say it, but it essentially goes as such. You won't be replaced by AI, but you will be replaced by someone who is using AI. And I believe that's absolutely the truth. I recently made a post on my Instagram about one of the AI tools I'm going to share with you today, and I was a little bit surprised to see that a lot of people in the comments were scared, overwhelmed, nervous about the future. And while I totally understand that feeling, I also want to encourage all of you that AI, if used correctly, if used ethically, can be a very powerful and helpful tool. It's something that can really aid and complement your content creation to not just allow you to create more content, but to help you create better content. I think there are so many misconceptions relating to artificial intelligence, and one of the biggest ones, specifically regarding artificial intelligence and content creation, is that content that's made by AI is very generic and bland and boring. It lacks personality and originality and authenticity. And while I will absolutely admit that's definitely true the majority of the time, it doesn't have to be that way. And really, the output that is generated by AI has a lot to do with the inputs that we are giving it. And so a lot of what I'm going to share with you today relates to what inputs you're giving AI and what prompts you're feeding into ChatGPT in order to get better output. And also, I think it's important to note that every single thing I'm sharing with you today are actual strategies that I use myself and strategies that I would recommend and do recommend to my students in the Insta Club Hub. I'm not just talking about AI because it's a trending topic and it's popular right now. I'm talking about these tools because they legitimately help me on a day-to-day, week-by-week basis, save time, create more content, and create better content. Now, I know I mentioned a moment ago that prompts are really the key here. The better prompts or the better input that you're putting in, the better output you're going to put out. So I have put together a list of 16 free ChatGPT prompts. You can grab that down below in the show notes. Again, totally free, 16 prompts that can apply to pretty much any niche. You just plug in your own information and then you're going to get better outputs from ChatGPT. But with all that being said, let's get to the actual strategy. How can you create 40 posts for Instagram in less than 60 minutes? Number one, don't create. And I know that sounds confusing because I also said that we're going to create 40 posts in 60 minutes. However, I think that a lot of us content creators and business owners forget that we don't have to constantly be reinventing the wheel and be coming up with more and more new, fresh, original, creative content. Instead, we can just reuse content that we have already shared in the past. This is a strategy that we like to call here at Build Your Tribe and in the Insta Club Hub, upcycling your content. And upcycling essentially refers to taking posts that you've already shared, things that you've already posted in the past, and doing one of two things with those posts. Either directly reposting them. Same caption, same audio, same everything. You posted it a few months ago, post it again now. Or number two, recreating a refreshed or slightly modified version of the same idea, topic, joke, whatever. So while the rest of the strategies I'm going to share with you today relate to creating new content, before we even get into that, I don't want you to forget about the content you've already posted in the past. In fact, a lot of people are shocked when I share this statistic, but about 75% or 3 out of 4 posts that I share on my own Instagram are upcycled posts. They are either direct reposts of things I've shared before, or they are recreations of things that I've already posted about. And that's part of the secret sauce that allows me to post so much and so consistently at such a high quality on Instagram without spending hours and hours every single day on the platform. I spend the vast majority of my time living my life or being an actual CEO of our business rather than just being a content creator. because I don't have to constantly be coming up with new content. Only 20 to 25% of my posts are new, fresh, original ideas. The majority of my posts are things that I have already shared before. Now, let's talk about how AI can help us upcycle our content. My favorite tool for reposting my content is Metricool. Now, nothing in this episode is sponsored, but Metricool does have a longstanding deal with me. And if you use the code Brock, B-R-O-C-K in all caps, you can get 1 month of their pro features for free. But even if you don't want to get access to their pro features, they also have a ton of really awesome basic features that you can use indefinitely for free with no discount code. But Metricool is what I use to repost my old posts. So essentially, everything that I do post is scheduled in Metricool. And when I'm ready to repost something, I will either just go to my analytics and find the post by sorting all of my posts by views or likes, and then pulling out the ones that have done the best. Or I will sometimes quite literally just tap the back arrow and go back a few months on the content calendar, find a post that I haven't reposted in a while or that I know did well or just that I thought didn't get the love it deserved the first time, and I will schedule it to be reposted again in the future. Now, if you're someone who doesn't already use Metricool, you're not going to be able to just easily repost something from the past. So I hope as a bare minimum, you have your content saved somewhere. Pro tip, if you're a content creator or a business owner, you need to be saving every post you make, whether it's a lip sync or an original audio or a dance or whatever the heck it is you're doing. You need to be saving it in a place that can be easily accessed, preferably something like Dropbox or Google Drive.
In this episode, and basically every single episode of Build Your Tribe, a common theme you hear Brock and I talking about is how important it is for you to spend your time doing the thing that like only you can do. The most successful, and I mean financially successful, and I mean successful in terms of like actually being able to live their life and not be a slave to their business, entrepreneurs, are the people who understand like you've got to delegate. You've got to get people around you to do some of the things that you say to yourself, that'll only take a few seconds, or I'm going to save time if I learn to do that myself. It's not true. What you end up doing is burning out when you try to do everything yourself. But I find with most entrepreneurs, they don't know where to start. They don't know what to delegate. So our friends at Belay have created for you a list of 25 things that you can delegate to a virtual assistant. Like these are the things you can start with. These are the things that are going to save you time and make you money when you've got somebody else doing it. Now, Belay is the agency that we use to find our virtual assistants. Why? Because they're better at it than anybody else. It's not something you want to figure out how to do yourself. They know how to vet people who are perfect for you. A virtual assistant needs to be your first hire. And if you don't have someone who's amazing at this, let Belay help you find that person. You can check out the 25 things that can be delegated to a virtual assistant today. All you have to do is text the word TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to this number. Okay, write this down or open up your phone and open up your text messages. And here's the number, 55123. So easy to remember, 55123. So that's the number you're going to text to. The word that you're going to send them is TRIBE. And when you do that, they're going to send you this list. The list will give you 25 things that you can immediately delegate, and it's going to be so obvious to you how desperately you need a virtual assistant. Again, the number is 55123, and you're going to text the word TRIBE.
I actually do the overkill approach, and I use both Dropbox and Google Drive to save and sort and categorize every single post that I share. That way, when I do want to repost it in the future, I can easily go back to it, edit it, and pull it from the past. But if you don't do that, let's say this is the first time you've ever thought about that or heard this tip, or maybe you just haven't ever done that before, you haven't used Metricool, you haven't saved your posts from the past. If you need to download something that you've previously posted onto Instagram so that you can repost it now in the present day, I want you to use the website snapinsta.app. And I know it's .app, but it is a website. Again, snap, S-N-A-P-I-N-S-T-A, snapinsta.app, snapinsta.app. And you can just put in, copy and paste the link to the carousel, the photo, the reel, the whatever it is that you've posted on Instagram. It'll take a few seconds and then you'll be able to download it. I do this all the time. For those of you who are concerned about like metadata or, you know, what happens if you download it and then will Instagram know? It's not that big of a deal. You can repost your own content. You will not be flagged or penalized for doing so. And just make sure in the future going forward that you are saving your content, because it will be slightly lower quality when you use one of these downloader websites to download your content after the fact. So with this reposting strategy, you could very easily find 5 posts from the past that you could immediately and directly repost. And assuming that it just takes you a couple minutes to find those posts, I will give you 2 minutes to get this done. But honestly, it really shouldn't take very much time at all, because you've already posted these things. You've already done all the work. All you're doing is tapping a few buttons to make sure that it's scheduled to be posted now in the future. Reposting, of course, like I said, is just half of upcycling your content. The second half of upcycling your content, the second strategy of upcycling, is recreating your content. Sometimes you're going to want to slightly tweak things, modify things, change a word here or there. Maybe you want to modify the caption or the hook, things like that. Very minor changes, but you want the main theme to be the same. Or maybe you want to take a script for a reel that you've used in the past and you're just going to recreate it in a different setting or in a different background or whatever, just kind of create a fresh version. Maybe you've recently had your hairstyle change and so you're just going to use content from the past and recreate it with your new look. That is something where, again, I think that you can create 5 more posts by recreating, which brings us to a total of 10 posts now. And I would estimate that this would take you about 15 minutes, because for some of the recreations, it's not going to be as minor as just editing a caption. For some of these recreations, you might be refilming an entire reel with the same script. So I will allot you 15 minutes of time to recreate or refresh 5 posts. So that brings us to a total of 10 posts in 17 minutes. And I don't want to get ahead of myself or spoil what we're about to talk about, but you can use what we're about to talk about, which is ChatGPT, plug some of your past post ideas or your past entire scripts or your past outlines for posts into ChatGPT, and then use it to help refresh or recreate your posts. Something that I often like doing is taking an old script or an old caption from one of my posts on Instagram. I'll put it into ChatGPT, and then I'll just give ChatGPT a very basic generic prompt, something like, take this script and rewrite it using the same tone and style, but with slightly different words and a slightly different hook. And then ChatGPT will spit out a slightly modified version of something that I've already created. But that's enough about upcycling your past content. Let's move on to creating new content. I'm about to share with you 4 different AI tools that will really help you create brand new, fresh content ideas in a very short amount of time. And the first one is none other than the bread and butter, the classic, the infamous ChatGPT. I think it would be silly of me to not talk about the OG of AI, which is ChatGPT. And before the AI crazy people come at me and tell me that there's AI been around for decades before ChatGPT, I know there has, but ChatGPT was really the software, the service, the app, the technology that put AI on the map, at least in terms of the global perspective and conversation. And it was so popular and still is so popular because it's effective. I have talked to so many content creators, so many business owners who specifically work in AI, and they all say, as silly as it sounds, they still use ChatGPT on a daily basis. And a lot of other AI tools use ChatGPT's knowledge and basic foundation to build on top of. So by going straight to the source, you're able to get great content without having to navigate through the web of 300 new AI tools that are released on a weekly basis. I know I mentioned this earlier, but in case you didn't download it then, I really want you to go to that link down in the description below to grab those 16 ChatGPT prompts, because those will really help you with what we're about to talk about. The first thing you're going to do with ChatGPT is you're going to use the prompts that I just told you about to help generate ideas. These are just rough ideas of things that you could talk about. And of course, you could provide ChatGPT with some starters and some ideas that you already have. But really, you're just using the AI knowledge to kind of scan the internet and summarize some vague ideas of topics that you could post about. Then from there, you as the creative, as the business owner, as the one with the human brain, you're going to select out the ones that you want to actually pursue. And I think that a big mistake people make with AI in general is not only bad prompts, but they blindly follow the outputs given by the artificial intelligence. They just copy and paste. They use the script word for word. They copy the essay word for word. And that's where you can get in trouble, both legally in terms of plagiarism and getting, you know, in trouble in college for writing papers with AI, Speaking of, sidebar, I wish I had ChatGPT when I was in college. ChatGPT came out like 2 years after I graduated, so a little frustrated on that one. I wish I had it. But nonetheless, what I'm getting at here is that you should use ChatGPT as like a partner or an assistant, but not as a director. So when you have ChatGPT come up with these ideas for posts for you, you're going to then be the human and select which posts are good enough, which posts you're going to scrap altogether, and which posts are on the right track but need some, a little bit of, you know, TLC to really make sure that they are fit for your audience and what you want to post. Then you're going to take the ideas that you actually like that ChatGPT helped you come up with. You're going to use some of the prompts from the download that I told you about a moment ago, and you're going to ask ChatGPT to help you come up with hooks based off those ideas. It's undeniable that the most important element of any video or really any kind of content is the hook. I think that you should spend the majority of your time on your content refining your hooks. And so once we have the idea for our posts generated by ChatGPT, we're going to have ChatGPT help us write hooks. When ChatGPT is writing these hooks for you, I want you to give it the following instructions to keep in mind, and they are that your hook should be around a fifth grade reading level comprehension and 8 words or less. We at the Insta Club have now analyzed thousands of viral hooks, and from what we've found, the best, most effective hooks on the posts that do the best overall, get the most views and engagement, are usually 8 words or less, and usually at or around a fifth grade reading level comprehension. I will also add that generally speaking, negative hooks are more effective than neutral hooks, and neutral hooks are more effective than positive hooks. So I would also include that in your instruction to ChatGPT. Write a fifth grade reading level hook that is around 8 words long and preferably uses a negative focused hook, and preferably uses a negative word like don't, stop, or avoid. Then once ChatGPT comes up with the hooks, that's where I want you to stop. I think a lot of people will then use ChatGPT to write the entire script, and you can. I mean, you can do that if you really struggle with writing scripts, but that's where I stop, and that's where I would recommend you stop as well, or at least I would recommend that you get to the point where eventually you're stopping there and you're not also having ChatGPT write the entire script for you. I think when you start to have AI write out your entire post or create the entire thing start to finish, that's where it can start to sound a little bit robotic and mundane and lack your own personality and flair and storytelling. And so I love using ChatGPT for the ideas and the hooks. And then once you have those two things, then you can kind of outline the rest yourself, bullet point the rest, come up with what you want to say, and maybe even come up with the call to action on your own as well. This is something that will take some practice, and honestly, everything I'm talking to you about today will take some practice. Your first time using AI will be very, very basic and very generic and not very great, but you will get better over time. You should see some of my early searches and early prompts within ChatGPT. They're very silly to look back on, but with some practice, I can realistically say that in about 20 minutes of using the prompts that I've told you about down in the description, using ChatGPT, practicing with this sort of thing, you can pretty realistically create 10 posts in 20 minutes. And that would bring us to a total of 20 posts in now 37 minutes. I mean, realistically, you could create a lot more than 10 posts in 20 minutes, but just being generous with us here and being very conservative with this estimate, you could make 10 posts in 20 minutes, probably even if it's your first time ever using ChatGPT. All right, so that was AI tool number one to help you create 40 posts in less than an hour. AI tool number two that I'm going to recommend for you is Answer the Public. Answer the Public is kind of like Google, except for it's telling you what everyone else is Googling. It's really, really cool. I love Answer the Public. It's a very, very useful tool that I've been recommending for quite a while now that essentially gives you lists in every way imaginable to figure out what people are searching for relating to a specific topic. So all you have to know going into it, by the way, it's answerthepublic.com. All you have to know going into it is a general word or phrase that relates to your niche or industry. So I might do Instagram growth, or if I was, you know, a beginning rock climber coach, I might do rock climbing, or, you know, I might do cake baking or snowboarding or princess or whatever, like whatever term relates to your niche or industry. Put that into Answer the Public, and I think you get 3 free queries per day. They might have changed it, so you might have to pay, but you get at least 1 free query per day. So I would spend, you know, spend a minute or two, if you don't already, coming up with one general word or two words that describe your niche or industry. And then Answer the Public will give you this massive list of what people are searching for. And it's really cool because it's broken down in terms of popularity. It's broken down in terms of questions. It's broken down in terms of comparisons, alphabetical. And so from Answer the Public, you're able to gain insight into your consumer's mind. You're able to gain insight into what your followers are actually looking for. Not what you want them to be looking for, but what they're actually looking for. What questions are they actually having? And even more important than that, how are they asking these questions? What words are they using? What phrases are they using? And from all of this, you can get ideas for content. You can either use your own brain and creativity to draw ideas from this, or you can take some of these popular search queries, copy them, paste them into ChatGPT, and then give it a prompt along the lines of, from these popular search terms, what post ideas can you help me come up with for Instagram? Then you can just follow the same steps as before. Pick out the best ideas, have ChatGPT come up with some hooks for you, and then get to recording. Answer the Public is super, super easy to use, like I said. This is something that I don't imagine would take you very long at all. But being generous, I could realistically see you coming up with 10 posts from Answer the Public. And being generous, I would say it takes you about 15 minutes to do so. So now we're at a total of 30 posts in 52 minutes. Now, as we inch closer to the 40 post mark in less than 60 minutes, I will share with you my third AI tool. And again, this one is not one that is sponsoring this episode of the podcast, but they are a company that I have worked with before, and I've experimented with a few different softwares and tools that offer similar capabilities, or at least they, you know, promise similar outcomes to this company, but this is the one that I found to be the best. And essentially what this tool is going to do is it's going to take long-form content and automatically edit it for you into short-form content. The one I'm going to recommend is called Munch. It's available at getmunch.com, getmunch.com. And if you use code BROCK15, make sure Brock is all caps, BROCK15, you can get 15% off. But why do I recommend Munch? Because there are other tools. Probably the most popular alternative is called Opus AI. The reason I recommend Munch is that the AI powering Munch is far more sophisticated. So it's going to do a better job of editing your video. It's going to do a better job of pulling out the best moments from your long form video. And then my favorite is it gives you analytics once it's done creating these clips. It gives you analytics into which clips are most likely to be trending, which ones are most likely to be popular, which ones are most likely to be searched for, based off the keywords that you are saying in the clip. So if you're someone who makes YouTube videos or podcasts, or even if you're someone who just goes live, or even if you're someone who just like records really long videos and then goes back and cuts them up later, I would highly, highly, highly recommend using Munch. It's a huge time saver. I take episodes of this podcast, episodes of my other podcast, Social Media Moneymakers, videos from our YouTube channel, videos from speaking on stage, you name it. If I record a video that's more than 10 minutes long, I'll probably upload it to Munch and have Munch automatically split it up for me. It will then essentially watch the entire video, pull out the key moments, analyze them for comprehension, because it doesn't just want, you know, some random 60-second clip that doesn't make sense. It wants a 60-second clip that's actually going to make sense and be comprehensible and be coherent. And then as long as it's coherent and it makes sense, it will add closed captions, it will add cropping, it will track it for you. It's a very, very useful tool. And then you can just make little edits if you do have some, like you can, you know, edit the captions or cut a little part of the video off or add a little part of the video if it gets cut off at the end or whatever, export it, and it's ready to go. Really, you hardly have to do any work at all for this. All you have to do is drag in the video and then just wait for it to create the content for you. So that should only take you about 2 minutes, and from it, you could easily generate 5 posts. So now we're at a total of 35 posts in 54 minutes. And last but not least, in order to create the final 5 posts in our final 6 minutes here, I'm going to recommend a tool which is probably most aligned with what you envision when you hear create a post using AI. And I say that because this tool literally will create an entire post for you based off the prompt you give it. And this tool is called InVideo, InVideo, InVideo.ai. And what InVideo AI allows you to do is enter in a prompt, what you want it to create. So you could say something like, create a 25-second Instagram reel about the three most common issues when learning how to snowboard. Those three issues are, and you could list off what the three issues are. Please start the video with a fifth grade reading level comprehension negative hook that is about 8 words long. And please end the video with a call to action encouraging the viewers to save the post. And then when you hit enter, it'll take a few minutes, you know, it'll load. It might even ask you some clarifying questions, and it will create a video for you that's pretty impressive. The actual video clips that it is using are stock videos. So sometimes, yes, it can feel a little bit robotic, but it will also create a voiceover. And the voiceover, this is another really cool part, it can either be in like a pre-recorded sound, like it can be like in a male Australian accent or like a female British accent or like a teenage American accent. You can just tell it what voiceover accent you want it to have. Or, this is one of my favorite tools, you can upload your own voice and then it is able to use your voice on only your projects. This is another thing that people on my Instagram got confused. They were like, wait, so now anyone can use your voice for their videos? No, you only get to use your voice for your videos and no one else can have access to it. But you can upload a sample of yourself talking, and then it's really impressive the way it can pull out your voice and create new words and new video with a new transcript that sounds just like you. So this is something that I like to use. And if you're someone who's like a faceless content creator or you have a business that you don't put your face on camera, this can be a really, really useful tool for you, really useful tool for creating new content. And a great idea that came from one of my followers was you can take out the voiceover and put it on a different video. So if you don't like the generic stock videos that they use in video, by the way, I should say those stock videos they're using, they're going to be related to the video. So if I made a video about like beginner snowboarder mistakes, they're going to put clips of people snowboarding as the stock images. But what you could do is save the video and then just pull out the audio. So now you have a voiceover of yourself or maybe of a different person with a different accent, but talking about what you want them to talk about so that if you're someone who struggles to be succinct on camera or you struggle to, you know, have camera confidence and record yourself and you stumble over your words and you're long-winded, this would be a really, really useful tool for you to check out. Again, it's called InVideo AI, and you could very easily create 5 posts in 6 minutes using this tool to round out your hour of content creation and round out your total of 40 Instagram posts. Now, I will admit, these are just some of the AI tools that I use on a daily basis. There are a handful of other ones. I do have those linked up in the description below with the 10 must-try AI tools, like my favorite artificial intelligence tools besides the ones I listed like ChatGPT and InVideo. Video AI. That full list of 10 will give you some more ideas if you're not quite loving the ideas I gave you today, or if you just want some additional tools and software to even create even more content in even less time using AI. But if nothing else, I hope that today's episode showed you that it is possible to create content in a short amount of time, and using tools like artificial intelligence can help make that process even simpler and even easier. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. Don't forget to download those free guides down below, and I'll see you in our next episode.
This episode of Build Your Tribe was sponsored by Keep. Keep is the email service, the CRM that we have used to grow all of our brands and businesses here at Team Johnson. It is not for those of you who think you can set all this stuff up yourself and you want to figure out how to set up your own email systems and flows and templates. It's for those of you who understand where you should be spending your time. Keep has elevated all of our brands and businesses. It's how we've grown our customer base, and it's how we make the majority of our money is through email marketing. So if you're ready to upgrade your small business CRM, to grow your revenue, and to create more fans and work fewer hours, be sure to check out Keep. Move your business from chaos to confidence with complete business automation. To learn more about Keep and to use Team Johnson's custom templates, go to Keep, that's spelled K-E-A-P, now, now.com/Shalene. Again, it's keepnow.com/Shalene. And Keep is spelled K-E-A-P-N-O-W linkedin.com/Shalene. And of course, that link is available for you in our show description.